Hello, Sarah. It's Mr. Davis here. Since we couldn't finish our conversation during your career guidance session earlier today, I've recorded this audio feedback for you to listen to at home. I want to make sure we have a clear plan for your goal of entering the nursing profession.
I know you've always dreamt of becoming a nurse, Sarah, and you certainly have the empathy and compassion required for the job. You've got plenty of enthusiasm, which is great, but to really get there and handle the coursework, we really need to build up your confidence in mathematics. It is the one subject holding your grades back at the moment.
People outside the medical field often think nurses just provide care and comfort to the sick. They wrongly assume that the doctors handle all the technical, numerical details. Actually, nurses are constantly calculating dosages for patients, which requires absolute precision. Even a tiny mathematical error can have serious consequences, so you must be comfortable working with numbers on a daily basis.
Furthermore, in a modern hospital environment, you won't just be looking at patient charts and taking temperatures. You will also be operating complex medical equipment that relies heavily on numerical data. You have to understand how to read those monitors and program the machines accurately, all of which comes back to a solid foundation in math.
So, let's look at your recent test scores. Your geometry is perfectly fine, and your fractions are definitely improving, but it's actually your understanding of percentages that needs the most immediate attention. In nursing, you'll frequently deal with concentrations of fluids and solutions, so this specific area of math has to be second nature to you.
To help bring your math grades up before the end of the year, we need a solid strategy. I initially considered suggesting you hire a private tutor. Instead, I think joining a study group would be much more beneficial for your learning style. Discussing the problems with your peers will make the concepts much less intimidating for you.
Of course, doing extra math means you'll need to find more hours in the week. I know you have a packed schedule right now. I want you to keep doing your drama classes because they are a great stress reliever. However, you might want to think about giving up tennis for a term so you have more time to revise. You can always pick it back up next year once your grades have improved.
Besides your academic work, practical experience is absolutely vital. Some students volunteer at a local clinic, which is fine, but if you can get a placement on a hospital ward, it would look much better on your university application. It shows admissions tutors that you truly understand the reality of the working environment.
Speaking of university, the admissions process is becoming increasingly competitive every year. They don't just look at your final school grades or invite you for an interview. You will also have to pass an entrance exam before they even consider offering you a place. It heavily features math and science, so this extra preparation will serve a dual purpose.
And while we are focusing heavily on math today, please don't neglect your other core science subjects. Your chemistry is currently very strong, but your biology needs to stay at a consistently high level if you want to succeed in a medical degree. Make sure you balance your revision time between the two.
I know it might seem like a long, difficult road right now, and the pressure can be overwhelming. People often say you need raw intelligence to succeed in healthcare, but I firmly believe it is your determination that will ultimately get you through this. You have a fantastic work ethic, Sarah, and I know that if you apply yourself, you can achieve your dream. We will review your progress again next month.